You work for one of the most dynamic companies in the world, but there's probably a lot you don't know about this place. So let's do some micro spotting. This is the Microsoft Garage. I'm here with Ben Gilbert, program manager of the Garage. What all happens in here?
This is the space for grassroots innovation at Microsoft. So anybody with a cool idea that they want to tinker on their own, work with other people, they come in here and build stuff and try out new things.
Is it just for people that work in this building?
Anyone at Microsoft, anywhere in the world. So if you can badge into the building, you're good to go. And we've got chapters all over the world too.
Something is going on over here. Why does that light keep happening?
This is something that a garager named Mike Matzel built in his free time. They're all reactive to how you move your hands. So this side moves that one, the left side moves the left one. As you move your hands in and out, you get a rainbow going there.
You're definitely taking this to Burning Man at some point, right? What are some of the other things that you're really excited about?
So there's a few things in the works that I can't really speak to yet, but...
Is one a robot girlfriend?
There's so many projects that we work on in here that,
whoa. Is that supposed to do that? That was really terrifying.
The goal of the project is called Full Immersion Flying, and the idea is you would wear a virtual reality helmet, use a Kinect in front of you, we'd mount a GoPro on the quadricopter, and you fly like this, the Kinect sees you, you have the virtual reality experience that is being seen out of the GoPro, and it's like you're actually flying.
Okay, well, can we check out some of the other stuff?
Yeah, let's go take a look.
Ben, who's this long-haired gentleman?
This is Abram Jackson. By night, he's a serial garager, and he's always got some crazy cool projects going on.
The Kinect from the Xbox 360 knows exactly where your head is when you're standing in front of it. And so I figured, why not treat the screen like an actual window into this game world? So if you want to look at the sky, you crouch down. If you want to look at something to the right, you move off to the left, just like you're looking through the window at this game world.
Reed Borsuk, the most romantic, bemohawked person on the Microsoft campus. Tell me about this box and these prototypes here.
So this box is a living hinge that I cut out of a solid piece of board to make a box that is flexible. I needed something interesting to go inside the box, so I ended up printing out a ring first in plastic with the 3D printers we have here, and then on to brass, and then finally in white gold with a diamond in it.
Yes.
So that's my engagement ring.
Oh wait, have you already used this on someone?
Sorry. Yeah, she said yes.
Well, congratulations. Ken Nichols, you have been doing some amazing stuff with a laser cutter, including this little design on the back of your Surface.
That's correct. So this was actually an old radio telescope discovery of the first pulsar. High energy beams going to quiet, like coming through, and this is a single line that's been wrapped over and over again. So you can see that the intervals of pulses were constant.
I followed about 3% of that. So a laser actually cut away a very, very microscopic part of the denim, leaving behind this.
Yeah, if you cut away the blue, you end up with white.
And if you cut too much of it away, you end up blowing out a thigh part like you did here.
Well, this actually looked really nice up until I started wearing it.
Yeah, so you know what? The time for jorts is kind of over anyways.
So in honor of your visit, we busted out the 3D printer and made you a little token of our appreciation.
Wow, our own micro-spotting sign. Well, I made you this box with an engagement ring in it.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting. There's one other piece of technology that we haven't really been talking about here, which is this kegerator. Okay.
Maybe like, oh, and that's going to be a problem.
Did you just blow the keg?
Yeah, I did.
You know what you guys should invent next is a keg that doesn't blow.
What would Good Will Hunting do? Got it.
Luke, it doesn't even multiply.